Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamman, and pleased to be joined now by Morehill Mounts Academy girls coach, that is Luke Knoll. It's brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Well, Coach, guys had a little bit of time off before your game Tuesday night on the road at Riverside. You know, prior to that, the previous game, January 27th, which was a big win against Bishop Ward, so you had some time off. Then you get to this game, crucial one, Tuesday night at Riverside. Two very good teams in the league going at it. It comes down the wire. Ultimately, Riverside gets a one-point win. It's low scoring, 33-32. Just the nuts and bolts and the overall takeaways from the one-point loss against Riverside earlier this week.
Yeah, I mean, the time off was really good for us. And not, I mean, we could just be in the gym and focus on ourselves a little bit. So we felt pretty good going into last night. And honestly, out of the gate, we had one of our best starts of the game. Throughout the game, I mean, we guarded so well. And I thought we did so many things good on the defensive side. We just had a couple stretches of our offense was just too many turnovers and bad possessions. One came at the end of the first half, a little lull came in the middle of third quarter, and then about the last 90 seconds of the game, we just could not control the ball very well. The lead never got more than, I think, six the whole night, but we had the lead the whole game until the last 90 seconds, and they kind of outplayed us and got pretty physical there and knocked down some big free throws at the end for Riverside. So good at them and sticking with it a little bit. I thought we guarded good all night, but just our offense had too many lulls in the game, too many turnovers to finish that one.
Yeah, you just mentioned turnovers. Would you say that's kind of the one bugaboo, or at least the top of the list in terms of maybe the reasoning that you guys fell a little bit short in that game?
Man, it really has been. I mean, all year long, we rebound really well. We guard really well. But turnovers have continued to kind of bite us here and there, and just some stretches. And we'll have flashes where we play really well offensively, but then we go through lulls and we seem to have trouble getting out of it. So when we take care of the ball, we're a pretty good team. But when we don't, I mean, we're vulnerable to anybody. So just too many stretches last night that got to us. I mean, again, we just played them two games ago, so I thought that was a lot. We were much more competitive than two games ago, but kind of those lulls on offense get to us a little bit.
Just curious your thoughts on where we're kind of standing at right now in terms of the league championship race. I mean, I think there's easily you can make a case for five or six teams in this league, you know, that could ultimately come out on top and win the league championship. I think you, Riverside, a part of that group. And I just think there's so much balance top to bottom, maybe more so than years past. What's your thoughts on the league right now as we kind of get to this final few week stretch?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, it is tight coming down to these last. I think we have five league games left. But, you know, Troy being the defending league champion, that's the one everybody kind of chases. And we had a good game against them a couple weeks ago, so we're proud of that one. But then you got to finish it off. And like you said, there's a lot of teams that can kind of knock each other off, and anything can happen on any night. So it is fun that it's competitive there at the top. And I think there's still so many unknowns for these last five games for us in league play that you never know what could happen. But it is fun that it's tight, and you're checking scores after game and seeing what happens around the league. So that makes it a little more exciting.
Yeah, and then you guys playing one of those teams, I think you could kind of lump into that mix. Friday, you guys, you know, take on Oskaloosa at home. So how do you get back on track? What do you expect in a turnaround after the one-point loss to Riverside against a quality team in Oskaloosa this week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they're another quality team that offensively I think they're really balanced and also play good defense. I mean, I think they've won like four or five of their last six games too, so they're on a hot streak coming in. We're glad we get to play at home again. We've only had one home game in about our last five or six, I think. So glad we get to play at home on a Friday night. But yeah, we think we can guard and rebound if we continue to do that well like we have all year. We'll be happy with that, but we've got to get some things going offensively a little bit. But that's another quality team that we're going to see on Friday, and we're looking forward to a fun Friday night game for sure.
There it is. Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach Luke Knoll joining us. Again, appreciate the sponsors making it possible each and every week. Conversation with the coach. Again, a 33-32 loss Tuesday at Riverside. Looking to bounce back Friday. Morehill returning home to host Oskaloosa in league play. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. Good, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.